Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream. DIY, it's easier than...
Hey everyone, welcome to Interior Design Tips. Today we're talking small bathrooms, and specifically how to make them feel like $1 million without spending anywhere close to that.
Yes, and I feel like this is the topic where people give up the fastest. They see a tiny bathroom and they're like, well, nothing I can do here. And that is so wrong.
So wrong. I had this 5x7 hall bathroom that I genuinely hated for 3 years. 3 years! And then I spent maybe $1,100 total, and now it's one of my favorite rooms in the house.
Okay, what did you do first?
Mirror. Giant mirror. That was the single biggest shift. I pulled down this little medicine cabinet situation and put up a frameless mirror that goes almost wall to wall. Instantly, the room looked twice as big.
I am obsessed with the oversized mirror thing. I did the same, and people always ask if I knocked out a wall. No, it's just a $40 mirror from the home improvement store, cut to size.
Right, it costs nothing relative to what it does. What else did you tackle?
Lighting was my big one. The builder-grade bar light above the mirror was giving me, like, dentist office vibes. I swapped it for 2 sconces mounted on either side of the mirror instead. And suddenly the whole bathroom felt warmer and more intentional.
Side-mounted sconces are so good. And they're flattering, which, bonus.
Always a bonus.
I also replaced my toilet. Which sounds extreme, but hear me out. My old toilet was this big, bulky, elongated thing. And I swapped it for a compact, round front toilet. Gained like 4 inches of floor space. And you really feel that in a small room.
4 inches is huge when you're working with 60 square feet.
Exactly. That toilet ran me about 220 installed. Very worth it.
Okay, here's one people sleep on. The vanity. Floating vanity instead of a floor mounted one. When you can see the floor underneath, your eye reads the whole floor as continuous and the room feels bigger.
I went back and forth on that because floating vanities cost more. Mine was around $500 for the vanity itself.
Yeah, it's not the cheap move. But if you're already redoing the space, it's worth budgeting for.
What about tile? Because I feel like people want to retile but panic about the cost.
Okay, so I didn't retile the floor, but I did do a peel and stick tile over the old vinyl. And honestly, looks great. A few years in and it's still holding. That whole floor was like $80.
See, I went a different direction and just repainted the walls a really deep color, like a dark green, and it made the small space feel cozy instead of cramped. I was scared to do it, but it works.
Dark color in a small bathroom is such a move. People think you need light colors to open it up, but honestly, a moody color with good lighting hits different.
Completely. And paint is what, $30? The ROI is unreal.
The other thing I'd say is swap your hardware. Towel bars, toilet paper holder, hooks. New hardware in a matching finish makes everything look cohesive. I did brushed gold throughout, and it pulled everything together for maybe $60 total.
Hardware is so underrated. It's like jewelry for the room.
I love that. I'm stealing that.
It's yours. So bottom line, you really can transform a small bathroom for somewhere between $500 and $1,500, if you're strategic about it. It doesn't have to be a gut renovation.
Totally. And you'll actually enjoy being in your own bathroom, which is a wild concept.
It really is. All right, thanks for hanging out with us today. We'll catch you next time.
Grab your tools, it's time to build a dream.
Today's episode is brought to you by remodelhome.ai. You upload a photo of your room, pick a style, and it shows you a realistic remodel of that exact space in seconds. So instead of guessing or paying a designer just to see your options, you can test different looks and layouts on your own house before you spend a dime. That's remodelhome.ai.